Is there any motion you would anticipate coming from us post-executive session?
So post-executive session, last week have interviewed three attorney firms. Those attorney firms were vetted through the interview process. And if, in fact, the commission would like to make a motion to move one of those firms forward, it should be done at this time.
I think that as part of the transparency goal, that if we're going to do that, we need to discuss those firms and our reactions to the interviews in an open public setting, so that there's a rationale for why we make a decision if we do so today. Having thought a lot about those three firms, and I want to make it clear that I do view it as hiring a firm, not an attorney, because I think even though we may work with an attorney, it's the whole firm that we're engaging from a technical standpoint. I think that the Schmellick firm offers us the best overall set of resources. I think all of the interviewees were no doubt fully capable of doing things. They have different styles, they have different approaches, they have different sizes, and frankly for me, that the size of the firm and the number of attorneys available to handle the kinds of issues we hope to be dealing with in the future, property development and things of that nature, SEPA, real estate, business contracts, fast ferry issues, those are more important to me than I think the litigation. I don't have any reason to think litigation will end soon, but that's not really what our focus should be on, and I think we should select our firm based on the general counsel that we want to get rather than their litigation skills. I think the attorneys demonstrated their different approaches in the response to the questions about the scenarios. And you know, one was too light, one was way at the other end, and one was in the middle. So it was, to me, a good read on their general approach to advising us. And I have finally decided that I think that the Schmellick firm is the one that we should engage as our general counsel. We would continue with I always get them confused with Foster Pepper, and that's not right. It's Porter Foster firm. We would keep them as litigation counsel for the Public Records Act litigation that's ongoing. I don't feel the need to make a change there, and I would. So I will move that we engage the Schmellick firm as our general counsel at their published rates. So it's all three rates, or all three firms, very comparable in rates, starting January 1.
I second the motion, so we can get some discussion. I felt Carolyn and Frank were very equal, and we wouldn't do bad by either choice, that we would do well. I do think the things that are in this community is going to be important to is beyond litigation. We're going to have a ferry system here. We're going to have an upland development project. And I think that's going to have something that transcends this board and other boards. So I think getting the competency of broader firm that's more experienced in this is more important than litigation, though I don't want to say litigation is unimportant, but I think it's important to have that hands-on experience. And I think Frank advised those people who put a hotel in up in Bellingham, was it? Or so that's close to what things that could happen on our property. So I like the idea that you've got someone who's got recent experience in, I think that's a different type of law than defending jurisdictions from gosh, whatever school districts, I can't imagine. I don't want to think about all the things they've been charged of. So I think that it's a firm. I'm trying not to look at the skills of Carolyn and Frank, but rather, like you say, the firm, the bench. Mm-hmm. And I think that's kind of their expertise. I don't think we'll do bad on litigation with either one. So that's just my opinion.
I think the comment I'd like to make about it is that I agree that the firm resources are very important, and I probably would weight Schmellick a little stronger in that regard. But I also believe that, and just based on our experiences last couple of years working with various attorneys, that the personality and approach of the lead attorney does matter a lot to me in terms of outcomes and willingness to listen and a lot of sort of subtle things that I think there are some real differences between the two lead attorneys that we're talking about. And I was pretty attracted to the idea of trying to have a work session before the end of the year so we could see Carolyn's skills in that regard around that topic, the development topic, with Kitsap Transit, as really as input with the idea of making the decision in the first, you know, of January about the attorney for the next year. But absent that, I'm willing to vote on this at this time, but I would prefer that we were waiting till after the 1st of January with that rollout of a work session where we could assess Carolyn's skills. So we have a motion and a second, and do you feel prepared to vote at this time?
I do, unless Laura has any comment that she wants to add.
Thank you. And you're fine with voting at this time?
Yes.
Okay, so let's call for the question. And I think the question is the Schmellick Law Firm or Carolyn Lake's law firm. So, Bruce, which of those two attorney firms would you vote for?
I move that we engage the Schmellick firm.
Okay, I think that was the essence.
Yeah.
I concur with that, although I don't expect to be here for seeing Carolyn's working through the Kitsap Transit stuff. I mean, I can see it, but we're kind of getting short on time, so I wouldn't have that information. So based on what I know today, I would say Frank's, I'd support Frank as the person who can help us. So. But that's my transitory nature.
And so in this situation, it doesn't matter what I vote.
Sure it does.
Sure.
Oh, whether it's okay, I would like to go on record that knowing what we know, that I would vote for Carolyn's firm rather than Schmellick. But I think we have a decision.
Okay,
is there any other action that we need to take post executive session?
public comment. The last public comment.
Any additional public comment? The last for the year?
No.
You don't want to throw something at us at the last of the year.
I've got one small thing, which is not, in the last year, some accusations have been made against me, and I'd like to enter to the record some documentation relative to that. One is the data I have that shows I own my computer, and you know, so it's just a receipt, you know. The other is my my declaration on how I handle public records, for the record. And then there was this weird one about a cartoon. You might say, why is that? Well, actually, that was in response to requests made to the board that I did that. I got the dates and data here. So that actually says, here's what it was, and I was being returned responsive to a public comment requesting to warn people that they shouldn't paddle under the ferry dock because the ferry's engines can damage them. So I'm just offering, put those in the record, and that's just so it's there, you know, doesn't get lost. I thought it was a pretty darn good cartoon, but so that's all, nothing more than that. I think you've seen most of that stuff already. So that's just for the record. That's all I have. Thanks for a fun trip. It's always fun.
It's always fun.
You know, things are up and down, you know, but.
But who knew? Okay.
Are we adjourned?
Thank you. I think we are adjourned at 3:50.
We will see you all tonight, 6:30.
Motion to adjourn.
Do we need a motion? A motion to adjourn, please.
So moved.
Aye.
There, done.
Thank you.